CNG on Stray FM's Business Hub.
The world is going green, or at least it's trying. We all hear the words renewable and green on a regular basis, but one Harrogate-based company is putting those words to the top of their priority list for 2017. Supplying gas to SME businesses, CNG knows that the energy industry will have to continue making environmentally conscious changes in order to survive.
The amount of sun that falls on the earth every hour could replace all our energy sources for a whole year.
That's Ellis from CNG, who understands that being able to harness natural resources such as the sun is going to be invaluable in the fight to going green. Let's just think about what he said again.
So the amount of sun that falls on the earth every hour could replace all our energy sources for a whole year.
So what has triggered CNG to put a bigger focus on renewables this year?
We're understanding that the energy industry is evolving and it's adapting. It's changing quite rapidly, especially because green energy is really starting to take off. Green energy has been around for a long time. People have been using it for centuries. But in the last few years, people are starting to notice that we have to adapt with it. And if we don't, then we're going to be left behind.
Amy from CNG also spoke to Stray FM, and I asked her a bit of a tricky one. CNG are a gas company, and gas is a fossil fuel, i.e. not an infinite source. So surely it could be said, why is a gas company talking about renewables? Surely they're the opposite.
We thought that would be a question. This is how you could see it, but we don't see it as that. CNG are very different to normal gas companies, and that's how we want to sell ourselves. Seven Crazy Ideas, you know, we're bigger than profit. We want to bring our customers up to date with where we want to take it, really.
And it is the start of a journey for us. Like I said, it is very new for us, and we are adapting and we are changing. And we have to, because looking at stats before, so in 2015, 24.7% of electricity generated in the UK came from renewable sources. So we can already see that something is happening. We're also, what we're trying to do is work with our customers. Amy mentioned that we're bigger than profit and we've got these seven crazy ideas. And one thing that we've built the business upon is the values and the customer satisfaction and customer service, making sure that they always come first. The majority of our business is SMEs, so small, medium enterprises. And the problem is SMEs, well, a third of SMEs face growth problems, and they believe that's down to energy bills. So what we're going to do is we're going to try and work with these and help them reduce the costs in any way that we can.
On a bigger scale, on a global scale, do Amy and Ellis think that we're doing enough?
There's huge investments from the big companies, Google, Amazon, IKEA, Facebook, Apple, you know, and we want to, you know, follow in their footsteps and lead by example and, you know, help our customers grow with that and kind of educate them on what the best ways to do that.
It does come down to education as well at the end of the day. Renewable energy is massively new. So if we can introduce it to the younger generation, it will be the norm for them and they'll expect it as they're growing up.
Ellis and I are already starting to speak to other schools in the community, and we're going to do some talks with the children from Key Stage 2 ready for when they move on to high school, and hopefully that will, you know, see where they want to be, and it might be an interest. For me, for an example, I didn't really think about any of this, and I now, you know, want to further my education in it and very passionate about it. So we just want to pass that on to young people so that they know there's other stuff out there.
As Ellis said earlier, SME businesses are CNG's core customer. So is there anything that they're doing to specifically help those people?
Like I said, it's the start of a journey for us in 2017, and hopefully it'll be a start of a journey for our customers. And what we're going to try and do is help them improve their energy efficiency and hopefully give them green options. 40% of energy efficient measures would require no capital cost. So that could help you reduce your energy bills, which hopefully could be invested into other parts of the business to help them grow. Alone, if you've got a £1,000 energy bill, if you reduce your temperature in your office space by 2 degrees, you could save £140, which is quite a significant difference.
Just put a jumper on.
Exactly.
It's fine.
Makes all the difference. Simple things like putting your thermostat in a different position so it's not affected by direct sunlight, a draft that might be coming through the door, or by a radiator, just replacement and things like that. Opening your blinds so they get full use of light, so you don't have to have all the lights on in the office, and maybe go for more energy efficient lighting.
You can find out more about CNG by going to cnglimited.co.uk. And just before we go, let's get one final fun fact.
Everyone knows who Albert Einstein is. He came up with the law of relativity, the general theory of relativity. But in 1921, he also figured out what the photoelectric effect was. And the photoelectric effect is what takes place on solar panels. So from 1921, now we're actually using that effect.
So without Einstein, modern day solar panels may not have been possible.
CNG on Stray FM's Business Hub.